Alex Soth.
I'm haunted by Eggleston and his influence, his ability to sort of revere anything, and what that has meant for photography is gigantic and at the same time troubling for me. And so I'm always struggling with him and what he means. And in a really kind of goofy fanboy sort of way, I needed to meet him. And I was doing this Mississippi work and was just incredibly naive. So I showed up at his house, and there he was, you know, right outside of his house. Right off the bat, before he knows who I am or anything, he's asking me to drive him and to go take him to the stamp collecting store. And then we go to lunch, and we run into his children, and it was just an incredible day. And at the end of the day, we ended up back at his house, and I wanted to make a portrait of him, of course, but he was really challenging. I set up this scene, this in his backyard, this kind of lush southern landscape, and this beautiful antique chair, and he would not sit in it for me. It's like he refused to be dumbed down in that way or something, and I was left to try to make a picture of him as he was. And he was in his music room playing music for me, and I created this picture, which is not an easy thing to do with a large format camera. It's to work very quickly as someone's moving, and but I think it's a pretty poignant image. I mean, he's playing the music, he's sitting on a crate. It's like a gun ammunition crate. Yeah, for me, it is one of the great days of my life, for sure, and I think it's a pretty interesting picture, too.